somehow.
Somehow.
Okay, so for the next update, I'm going to hopefully go through this relatively quickly because you've all got the document itself. Basically, we're updating our documentation and the guides that we have available for users of our taxonomy. We've got a planned set of documents to help various types of users, and we're planning at the moment on looking at things, for example, like preparer's guides and implementation guides. On implementation guides, we intend to work with the FASB on the revenue recognition implementation guide, since that is a converged standard and ideally our taxonomies will have quite a lot in common. We think that would be a very useful thing to look at. And we're also going to look at a more general preparer's guide for tagging using the IFRS taxonomy. There are some challenges in that area because we have to try and bear in mind that different tagging implementations, different regulators' projects will have different filing requirements. But we still think there is something we can do that can add overall value and help preparers in general navigate around the taxonomy and choose tags and so on. The IFRS taxonomy technical guide, that will be heavily based on the existing IFRS taxonomy guide. There's a lot of good technical information in there, but it is quite a technical guide. So we're going to move that over into a guide that is specifically aimed at those who can already look at XBRL, understand it, and can use that document for software development, etc. We want to do some work on information for investors. We're not quite sure what form that will take yet, but we're going to look into that and look at what is going to be the most useful kind of documentation to help investors use the taxonomy and digest the information. And we're also doing some staff work on extensions, some of which is starting today, which I'll be talking about in a bit. And we will probably publish some kind of materials as a result of work we do there. We're also going to look at providing adoption guidance and recommendations for regulatory bodies. That's the draft that we distributed to you for this particular agenda point is a start at looking at that. We're aiming to provide information for those who have less technical knowledge of XBRL, so that document is to help regulators themselves look at it and decide what kind of thing they want to do and have some idea of how it is they want to look at the use of the IFRS taxonomy, and that they can then pass over more technical decisions and also get consulting advice from those who are more familiar with the use of XBRL and more familiar with those systems. But it's to try and split that information up a bit. This is the first draft of a document. It's definitely still a draft. So feedback is definitely appreciated. That isn't necessarily a final list of ways of use or even a final wording in some cases. It's just we would really like, because this is aimed at regulators and quite a few of you are the kind of user in that area, we definitely want your feedback as to whether this is readable, whether it's got the kind of information in it you'd want to see. It's intended to sit with other documents, as I said, and be part of a set. So you'll see it does have references for various other things that either do exist at the moment or will exist, such as a more basic introductory document. And we're aiming to try and provide recommendations for the use of the IFRS taxonomy, and also just to give people more of an idea where they might want to go depending on their business requirements as a regulator or as a filing system owner. The document isn't necessarily complete yet. At the moment, it continues to recommend both extension of the IFRS taxonomy, but also developing taxonomies alongside the IFRS taxonomy. There are subtle differences between the way those systems work, and depending quite what a filing system is intended to do, there may be advantages to going one way or the other. We have theoretically looked at the way that running taxonomies in parallel might provide more advantages than the way that majority of people do at the moment for the use of extensions of taxonomy. This has a lot to do with decoupling versioning, one of the possible mechanisms for helping encourage a more up-to-date use of the IFRS taxonomy. It is, however, very much dependent on exactly what it is that a regulator or a filing system wants to capture. We also want to consider maybe we should have some more discussion, this document doesn't at the moment, on the use of more modular taxonomies. And also it doesn't particularly cover areas of version control, so we'd be interested in hearing if any of you would like to see more description or guidance on how to maintain version control in line with IFRS taxonomy version control. obviously, as a question pointed out earlier, Excess Bureau International is also producing quite a lot of documentation at the moment on how to do many of these topics with XBRL in general. So the aim would be to focus very much on this in line with the IFRS taxonomy, how we do our version control, how it is that we publish a taxonomy update, and how people may want to interact with that, depending again on what they're actually trying to do. We're also considering whether or not, as Alan mentioned earlier, we want to give some people some guidelines for how to use bits of the IFRS taxonomy and bits of the features, so that they can produce a simpler starting implementation, or so that it's possible to start to file or in much smaller circumstances than full annual statements, so that the information is still usable, the items are still comparable. The next steps for this is we're going to update this document after internal review, but also after your review. We're going to consult with the existing IFRS taxonomy regulators and users. Obviously, a number of those regulators and users are in this room, but there are quite a few that aren't, so we're going to make sure that we talk to all the existing regulators. The aim isn't to write something that immediately cancels out or cuts out a regulator from being able to use the taxonomy at all, so we're going to make sure we talk to everybody. And obviously, we need to develop and work on the rest of the related documentation and guidance so that the set is complete, and that people can pick up whatever it is that they need. We started with this section of regulators' guidance because obviously it will inform what we put in the rest of the documents quite strongly. If you've got any sort of immediate questions on the guide now, then I can take some questions.
Yes, I got a question. Sorry, we got a question.
Oh, sorry, I think you just turned it off because they're on by default.
I think there is no longer a so-called official annually version of the IFRS taxonomy now. Because when can this set of guidance be amended or revised or updated according to the new IFRS taxonomy?
Basically, because of the way we've changed our update process so that these interim releases are now what is publicly consulted, when a final interim release is produced, it is a final taxonomy version. Now, this doesn't mean that we're still doing an annual compilation, and we're still publishing an annual taxonomy that is the official annual compilation. So there will still be an annual taxonomy, but because of the way we've changed the due process, any of the interim releases could also be considered a final taxonomy. There won't be the problem with the previous release program was an interim taxonomy could be used, but because it hadn't been publicly consulted, it wasn't necessarily final, but now any of those taxonomies could be considered final, but there will also still always be the annual formal taxonomy release.
Yes, thank you.
Lou, just
it's time from the driver again. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
This is a good initiative. I think it's a good document, particularly for regulators who are new to the area, so for the initiative. I guess I take the point that it's not complete yet and still work in progress. Just though a couple of perhaps more specific things which you might be thinking about. One is it doesn't seem to cover formal and link base, and I wonder if that's perhaps because of the stage that that's up to. And the other one was really just paragraph 61 about the type dimensions. I wasn't sure whether you'd come to a final conclusion on the use of type dimensions, but the draft document seems to indicate that they wouldn't be used. So just a couple of thoughts there.
Thank you, that's very useful. The reason formula link base isn't covered is, as you said, because of the status of the formula link base within our, is not completely decided, so I haven't yet put anything very specific in there. The aim would be to cover formula link base as well as part of that document. The type dimensions, one of the pieces of feedback I've had already is that it may be good to have stronger recommendations in some areas of the document. The point of the type dimension discussion was that we are reviewing the way our taxonomy works at the moment, and while we don't use type dimensions at the moment, we do understand that there are some circumstances where in regulator extensions or in regulator taxonomies that they do have appropriate uses for type dimensions because they have, for example, very different areas of metadata to report where they actually would provide the best mechanism. And what we don't want to do is force a regulator to not have the most appropriate model for their data that is attached to a taxonomy. Now, this is Also to bear in mind that if they do, if something like an extra XBRL feature is added in there, that that then does put an additional load on any software vendor supporting that. So it's kind of a decision to say, we don't want to rule out somebody using the correct model in their extension or in their parallel taxonomy in their filing system, but that they should bear in mind the impact that that has on their users and their software vendors and their support systems.
Okay, so that's helpful. Thank you.
Lou had a question.
On that same document, I think it's close to impossible to strike the right balance between too simple and too difficult in presenting the document. And you do a good job of saying, here's what it is, here's a reference to something that tells you more about it. But I still think there's a gap between here's this document and here's the reference. In other words, I think the document needs to go a little deeper on certain topics. It explains a presentation link base. But after reading, I think most people say, I got it a little more, but not quite enough. If I go to the references, I'm still short on knowledge. So the document leans more towards simple than complex, which I think is appropriate, but maybe just one level more of complexity without going overboard. And you're using good terms in it such that someone new is going to be able to read it, which is perfect.
Okay, thank you.
But,
I'll have a look at where we can cover the gap.
Yeah, and maybe even some more examples in certain things.
Can we just take the last two, Lou and Lewis?
Okay, a couple of points. One is, of course, I feel the document could be a little deeper. It could include formula link base. Regulators are using that for validation, so people should know that. Backward compatibility is an issue. If they are updating a taxonomy, how do regulators use the data of the previous filings? How do investors use the data? They're always keen to know about backward compatibility. And the third is, maybe if you're talking about tuples or type dimensions, how they should not contradict the IFRS taxonomy when you're using it in a combined manner, maybe to show a couple of examples how this could be managed would be very useful as well.
Are you considering something for service providers and software vendors?
We are, yes. It wasn't on the initial set of considerations. As I said, we kind of had this, the existing guide, and moving that over into the technical guide. But I have now seen various other bodies are producing more specific things for software vendors and service providers. So what I think is we'll have a look at whether or not there are any gaps that would be filled specifically for helping out software vendors deal with the taxonomy, or if it's more that they just need to look at the complete set of what we've produced. So considering it, I haven't got any specific ideas yet. If anybody else has got any more feedback or any more detailed feedback, then if you just email that through to either me or the general taxonomy list, that'd be really helpful. So what I'll do now is I'll move on to the next agenda point.